So, you've gone through the interview process, you signed the contracts, and you're finally here at Valve. Congratulations and welcome. Valve has an incredibly unique way of doing things that will make this the greatest professional experience of your life, but it can take some getting used to. This book was written by people who've been where you are now and who want to make your first few months here as easy as possible. And we've also been able to diversify. We're an entertainment company, a software company, a platform company, but mostly a company full of passionate people who love the products we create. Welcome to Flatland. Hierarchy is great for maintaining predictability and repeatability. It simplifies planning and makes it easier to control a large group of people from the top down, which is why military organizations rely on it so heavily. But when you're an entertainment company that's spent the last decade going out of its way to recruit the most intelligent, innovative, talented people on Earth, telling them to sit at a desk and do what they're told obliterates 99% of their value. We want innovators, and that means maintaining an environment where they'll flourish. That's why Valve is flat. It's our shorthand way of saying that we don't have any management, and nobody reports to anybody else. We do have a founder/president, but even he isn't your manager. This company is yours to steer toward opportunities and away from risks. You have the power to greenlight projects. You have the power to ship products. A flat structure removes every organizational barrier between your work and the customer enjoying that work. Every company will tell you that the customer is boss. But here, that statement has weight. There's no red tape stopping you from figuring out for yourself what our customers want and then giving it to them. If you're thinking to yourself, wow, this sounds like a lot of responsibility, you're right. And that's why hiring is the single most important thing you will ever do at Valve. See hiring on page 43. Anytime you interview a potential hire, you need to ask yourself not only if they're talented or collaborative, but also if they're capable of literally running this company. Because they will be.